Hello, hello, hello. Welcome if you are new to this podcast, or welcome back if you aren't. Hi, nice to speak to you again. I hope you are doing well. Do not let my voice fool you today. I am exhausted. It is late. Life is lifing, but I keep on pushing. I have had a hectic few days, and I think it's a lesson I needed to learn again. You know how when you need to learn a lesson because you didn't learn it the first time, you will be schooled again. You will be taught the lesson you were supposed to by any means necessary. And that's what happened. So today's topic is personal responsibility, as in the fact that you need to take it. And I sometimes forget that other people aren't as, what's the phrase, forward-thinking, enlightened, self-aware, I'm not sure, insert your favorite word here, but I forget that people aren't like me. People aren't aware of who they are, where they are, what their contribution is, and it just is. I don't like to assign positive or negatives to it, however, it is the personal responsibility of that person to be held accountable for what they did or did not do within their context. Which is just my way of saying, if you messed up, you messed up, and if you didn't, you didn't. Okay? Don't accept the blame for something you didn't do. And the opposite is true as well. Don't allow others to blame you for something you did not do. Own your part and move on. And this is what has been taught to me several times over the last few days, where I need to take ownership. I need to be held responsible and accountable for my actions. But in the same breath, other people also need to realize it's not just me. They need to take responsibility as well, or lack of responsibility. They didn't step up and they now need to do so, which is very similar to this country, because we have Freedom Day coming up, we have voting coming up, and we have Workers' Day coming up, which is all places where we've needed to acknowledge our part, play our part, and accept the responsibility of we did the wrong thing, we need to correct it, or we needed to fight for our rights and we'll fight for it. And yes, how we went about it was maybe not the best option, and we need to accept the responsibility for that. But the outcome needed to change. And a lot of things are still not legal for other countries, like they have become for ours. For example, the LGBT plus community are still facing issues in certain countries of it not being accepted. And I'm just like, you don't know we're in the 21st century, right? It annoys me so much, and I've always had these strong opinions about things from a young child already. I've always been that way, and I mentioned this to a friend of mine when we were shopping for clothes, because we were in the men's section, and I said, I've said this every single time, that clothes is clothes, and if it happens to be in the men's section and I buy it, I then own that piece of clothing. The clothing is mine. It's not men's clothing. It's not for men, it's for me, it's mine, I own it. Like, it's the dumbest thing to say, oh, only these people can wear this item of clothing or not. Like, we do that with inanimate objects, why do that with people? Why not allow certain things that have no effect on you and your life? It doesn't make sense. Or is it just me? Like, please let me know. Because I don't understand it. And this episode is not about that. This episode is basically the things we can control and the things we do choose. We need to accept responsibility for those actions. And actions are actions, and the results are the results. They might be negative or positive that I give you. But we need to do that. And we need to make sure we are being held accountable by our family, our community, our tribe, our whatever you want to call it, because that is where the importance lies, within the people we actually affect, not some weirdo on the internet that you don't even see because they don't have a profile picture. They aren't important. You are important to yourself and your family and your people around you. And you have to take responsibility for your actions. And sometimes it's with physical things, sometimes it's with emotional things, sometimes it's just the mental state you are in. You need to have the information and you need to understand it in order to do something about it. And if you don't, it's completely meaningless. So you could be like, what are you talking about? What is the process? How do we start? What do you mean? So the example I'm going to be using is a physical example of needing to clear out your closet, which is something I've had to do. So the first thing you would need to do in order to accept responsibility for something is to assess it. Taking a step back from the situation and looking at it without emotions, or at least personal bias, is usually a good place to start. And for me, trying to minimize my wardrobe has been a struggle, but being able to take a step back, look at it without emotions, without judging myself, I've been able to realize that I've not been swapping out my clothes seasonally. I have summer stuff in winter, winter stuff in summer. I've been lagging behind on my laundry because I only wash the things I need. And life has been a hamster wheel, so I've just been sticking to the same few items and outfits and rewashing them, rewearing them, and then just continuing on the hamster wheel. And we would go out and buy more clothes, but I didn't get rid of some things. I didn't donate anything. I didn't swap out stuff. And as bad as I wanted to feel about this, taking that step back and forcing myself to not be emotional about it and not judge myself for it was really helpful. Because sometimes we get so bogged down by the emotions of something, we tend to go off course, or we don't want to touch it because it's like, oh, it brings up a sore spot for me. Forget that. Forget about the emotions. Look at it from someone who's just being like, oh, let's just rummage around and see what's actually going on here before actually diving in. We have now taken a step back and actually looked at the situation as is, almost from like an outsider's perspective. So the next step is to actually take stock of the situation. And you might be thinking, didn't we just do that by assessing it? And the answer is no. No, we did not. All we did was take a step back and look, but not touch. This time, we're going to actually move a bit closer, potentially dive in somewhere, touch things, count things, see what's going on. And for me, that means literally pulling out every single item I own, looking at it, touching it, feeling if it sparks joy, counting how many of one item I have or its similar pieces, and then checking what I want to actually get rid of, what I can donate, and what I actually genuinely want to keep. And these are simple steps. Like, it's not mind-blowing information, but it's that same mountain out of a molehill thing where it's just such a massive pile of stuff. Making a list is always a good idea. So for example, if we are currently going into autumn and then winter, making a list of what you have for those two seasons is a good idea. And then taking out items you genuinely just love and keeping them aside. Taking out things you want to get rid of, things you want to donate, things you just can't wear anymore because they are too worn and you just don't know what to do with them. All those types of things. And also finding what works with your skin tone and what doesn't. So taking stock. Physically taking stock of what's going on, what it is, how it makes you feel, that's going to be the winner for you. The third step is an optional one because not every situation needs it, but I'm telling you in any case. The third step is to do some research. So for me, finding methods of folding clothes, looking at different ways to store items of clothing in a more efficient way. If you can afford it, maybe bringing in a professional could be an option for you. Someone to either organize your things professionally or have a fashion professional tell you what to wear. Maybe help you assemble a capsule wardrobe based on what you already have. You know, there are multiple different services like that that do charge you money. So if you can afford it, great. However, the internet is always a good place to start, because Googling can really help you find some true gems. And if not, Pinterest is always there with a nice little image of how to fold clothes the KonMari way. So you never know what you'll find. But yeah, researching if needed, and then possibly paying someone for their expertise would be step number three. So just thought I'd throw that in there. Number four is taking action. This is usually the hardest part, because this means you're actually doing the work. If you have clothes you need to donate after you've taken stock and made your piles, you have to physically take it there, my guy. Legit, literally go to the place. If you have stuff you want to get rid of, do that. If you need to fit on all your items and take a picture to see if you actually like what you look like in that item, do that. That is something people do, trust me. Because the best way to see if it's going to work for you is to actually put it on and pair it with different items. And I know this is tedious, but if you need to do it, you need to do it. And putting in the work and taking action is going to be much easier for you in the long run if you start. The more you delay it, the worse it's going to be, and the harder it is going to be to actually start. Try and find small things you can do. For example, if you're running errands, drop off the stuff to donate. If you need to take pictures of clothes, maybe take some items after you take a shower and fit them on quickly and take pictures, and then get on with the rest of your day. And that will just help you do that. But if you do want to kind of just knock everything out, but need multiple days to do it, schedule it. That is going to help you keep going, because if you don't schedule it, it's not going to work. Because you're just going to leave it for that magical place called tomorrow. And as they say, tomorrow never comes. If you need extra days, lock it into your schedule. If you can do it on a day, or you can build up some type of habit of doing it every single day, do that. Just do it. Okay? And the final step in the process is reflect. Because once you finally do everything, once you have a handle on the situation, you need to reflect and ask yourself a whole bunch of questions, including but not limited to, which, fun fact, is a phrase I've been saying a lot lately. The questions could be, how did this happen? Is it something that actually happened, or is it something that you just got out of hand with and now need to reel it in and make it habitual? You could also ask yourself, and this is an important one, did others contribute to the situation, or was it only me doing it? Because remember, personal responsibility. Was it only my fault, or were there other people involved? How much is my actual responsibility that I need to clean up this mess, and how much is other people responsible for? Like with this clothing thing, you can ask yourself, is there a way to curb it if it is something that is recurring, or is there a way to avoid it completely if it doesn't happen on a consistent basis? You can ask, what can I do to make things better in the future? Which was fun, because for me, doing all the previous steps would obviously help. But going forward, finding my style, finding colors that work with me, getting rid of some of the older stuff that don't work, making sure I actually streamline my wardrobe, all of those things can help me be better going forward. And then also understanding that I need to get rid of items if I replace them, because what I did was live my life, realize some things were terrible and I needed to replace them. So I went and bought the replacements, but I never got rid of the original I wanted to replace. And that caused a problem. So going forward, something I can implement for the future is the one in, one out system, which is buying a new item, but getting rid of an old item. I realized I did this with a pair of jeans that I owned a couple weeks ago. I was in Mr. Price Clothing and I saw the jeans. I was like, yes, please. I need a new jeans, because the one I was currently wearing was absolute, you know, hanging off me, completely worn out. It was just not good. So I got a new one. And when I came home, I'm just like, thank you for serving me so well, but you gotta go. And I took out the old one and I put in the new one. Hence, one in, one out. And don't worry, I do upcycle all my old clothes and material. An aunt of mine is an actual seamstress. So any old stuff, we just usually hand off to her and then she'll cut it up, she'll make something new, or she'll patch it up and she'll like resell it. So it's all good. No waste. Very eco-friendly. But yeah, that was literally my spiel. And this example was around physical stuff. But it's not only physical things we need to be responsible and accountable for. We need to accept our part when it comes to the emotional things, even financial responsibilities. Taking a step back and looking at it as if the situation was other people. Trying to understand who is instigating these things, why is it a problem? Trying to look at each person's perspective, and sometimes a definite professional might be needed. Because especially in cases when you can't communicate with another person without there being a fallout, without it being triggering for one of the people involved, without other issues being brought up, those are all situations in which a professional or a third party that is unbiased is definitely important to include, especially if it's that dire. That is definitely a situation in which a professional might be important. Like I said, sometimes research can be a good thing, sometimes a professional can be a thing, but especially if it comes to communication, putting boundaries in place when having these types of discussion might just be a good rule of thumb, especially having standard rules of engagement when it comes to things that are triggering for people. Because not everyone can afford therapy, especially in our country, or even just couples counseling or something. Having some type of way to engage with one another is a good idea, especially if you can do it in some fun way where you can maybe say, okay, let's role play the scenario, but instead of it being me and you, because that's an issue, maybe we can find some other ways to imagine it as a couple on a series we've seen. They went through something similar. Let's use that and try and understand why this person said this, why they felt that way, and then swap the roles and then redo the situation. But I'm playing you, you playing me, and then work on that. That might just help, but each situation is unique and each person is unique. So try and try and keep trying, and you'll eventually get there, but please don't ignore any red flags. They're never worth it. Communication has been a big thing for me, and especially when it comes to personal responsibility, it has been something I've definitely focused on, because I do know I'm not the greatest when it comes to communication, and especially as I'm getting older, it's something I need to be very clear on, because I do know I have a tendency to pull back and basically shut down, especially if things don't go the way I want them to. And the closest example I can think of is my contract negotiation. When I had to do that, I ended up taking a week to think about it, and the whole week I was like, I want this, I want that, and I'm not happy that I'm not getting it, and I just kind of cut everyone off. So I do know I need to work on my communication, and that is why it is such an important thing to me that we need to be responsible for it, because communication is a two-way street. There's more than one person involved, and that is why learning how to do it is very important, but also how we do it, you know, learning our communication style and our type that we prefer. Some people like to have a thing and then be like, you know what, let me go think about it and then I'll come back, and others are like, no, let's deal with it right now. If you have two people like that, it's going to be difficult to deal with anything. Humans by nature tend to blame others. I'm not the problem, you are. It's not me, it's you. That kind of a thing. And we need to find who is actually responsible. Because sometimes it might not even be the two people involved. It could be someone else that's just, you know, throwing sensationalism on something. And it gets blown out of proportion. So taking a step back, assessing it for what it is, finding the root cause. Those are all really good things that actually help. And knowing when to do certain things in these situations. Sometimes you need to just deal with it immediately. Sometimes you need to take a step back and reassess it. And to each their own. Not everything is the same, as I said, but you need to learn how to deal with these situations. They'll always be there. And if you don't deal with it today and you run away, you're going to deal with another one tomorrow. But understand that every time you do at least try and learn something new, try and improve yourself, you get better. And as I said in last week's or the week before's episode, you will end up where you're going. You know, that journey of 10,000 steps begins with the first one, but you need to understand taking steps without actually looking where you're going is going to just help you end up where you don't want to be. You need to make the effort and try and look at what you actually want to achieve and accept responsibility for that. If you do good things, you're going to end up in a good place. If you do bad things, you're going to end up in a bad place. And similarly, everything you do affects your outcomes. So make sure you're putting in mostly good things so that you can get a mostly good outcome. Not everything is perfect, but as long as you're trying, you're good. Because like I always say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So yeah, I'm rambling, so I'm gonna end it there. And I'm very proud to announce the song of the week, which is Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus. And I think this song is kind of perfect because it encompasses the whole episode. Because if you could be a fly on the wall and see the situation from an outsider's perspective, it'll help you have a much better viewpoint of it, especially if you can take your emotions out of it. Because a fly on the wall just sits there watching. It doesn't interact, it doesn't make a noise, it just watches. And that's sometimes what we need to do, especially if it's a very emotional or emotionally charged thing. Definitely best to do that. But I've been rambling for way too long. Editing this is going to be a nightmare. Please show some love for this episode. Let me know what you thought about it and do the best that you can to keep being a better being. And shout out to my besties who are probably listening to this in their own way, shape, or form. Thank you. And I will see you in my next episode. Love you. Bye.